really have to finish my thesis.
I warned you, Frank.
But he did not!
He was sticking the knife into Dad over and over again.
I need to finish my book, Virginia!
So I rip Dad's laptop out of Mum's face and, like, blood squirts everywhere, and I slam it down on the back of Virginia's head.
Very well, Mummy.
It's Cathy, Dad.
If I'm a good boy, will I get better?
Please go talk to her, okay?
I've always tried to be a good boy.
Dad?
Haven't tried, Mummy.
Dad? Daddy? Don't die, Daddy. It's all over now.
She always thinks that, Cathy.
How did she get here? Thinks what?
The dumb heroine in horror films. She always thinks it's the end, but it never is because...
The baby! The baby's still alive!
I'm not talking about the baby, Cathy. I'm talking about the monster.
Which one?
The real monster that always comes back when you think it's dead.
I turn around, and Mum's struggling to her feet with the pillow still in her hands. With her eyes and nose and everything all in the wrong places on her face, and blood dripping from her. And I'm bleeding too. And I don't know if it's from inside me, or inside her, or it's just like the whole world that's bleeding.
Don't call me Mum, you little bastard.
It's Cathy, Mum.
I know who you are.
Leave the baby alone now.
I'm not your mum, you stupid cow. She is.
Don't say that, Mummy.
Or should I say was, because you just killed her. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to finish off her little brat.
She's got the cushion on the baby's face again, and you're screaming like all stupid dumb heroines during a crisis. But then, you remember the knife that only killed your dad with. And while Philip is busy suffocating your baby brother, you pry it out of your real mother's bloody hands and you walk over to Philip and... There's just you and the baby now, Cathy. So why don't you finish the job?
Shut up. What do you think I am? This is my ending, okay? And it's going to be happy. All the bad grown-ups are dead now, baby thing. It's just you and me. So there's no point in getting rid of you, is there? Because there's only you left. Those stupid boys like Damien. Those stupid men like Dad. Those stupid women like Virginia and my... and Philippa. It's just us. It's like we're the only people left in this world.
Apart from the boring secondary characters like Chantal and Jessica, who nobody really cares about in the end.
Oh, shut up or I'll turn you off. So we can make everything better. Yes. Come here, baby thing. There. Yes, we can, can't we? We can make this world better. And you know how? Well, because I'm going to be your mummy now. Yes, I am, baby thing. I'm your mummy now. And I'm going to love you to death.
Hi, Cathy.
What we got first?
Biology?
Gross. You'll never guess what happened to me last night.
What?
I got it.
What?
It.
Your period?
Yep.
Oh, Cathy, that's really wicked.
About time. Yeah. Virginia was so pleased she baked me a cake. Oh, and that's not all. What? I finished my screenplay. And you're both in it. Do you want to read?
Yeah. Patty, look. That old woman's staring at you.
The original screenplay of The Monstrous Mother was written by Kathy Moreland, aged 13 and 3 quarters. It was adapted for radio by Mike Harris, with additional material from an unpublished PhD thesis by the late Frank Moreland. Kathy was played by Gemma Mackenzie Brown, Virginia by Alison Pettit, Philippa by Amanda Lawrence, and Frank by Ben Crone. Jessica was Georgia Russell, Chantelle, Jessica Dunn, and Damien, Jordan Clark. The director was Mark Beebe.